Let's talk for a moment about Val Kilmer passing away at the age of 65. Man, he was a, you know, again, I'm secure with my masculinity and how I look and who I am. And I think there's something wrong with any man who can't look at another man and say that guy's good looking. Again, you know, you should really check on how secure you are with your masculinity if you can't say another man's good looking. Val Kilmer was a good looking guy. And man, his body, and I wish I had that body. His body in Top Gun, when they did those beach volleyball scenes, man, that was just incredible. And then he had been sick for a while with throat cancer. He died of pneumonia, but was sick with cancer, throat cancer. And he was in the sequel to Top Gun, Maverick. And he you know, played like a general or, I don't know, I forgot what his position was in the military, but... Tom Cruise encountered him, and he had been sick in the story in the movie, and he was sick in real life. And man, he had a hard time talking, and it's just really difficult to listen to any interview that Val Kilmer did because, you know, his voice is like, and he can barely talk about my life. My life has been very difficult, and I have done the best I can, but I can't really talk right now. It was that bad. But I want to bring up something that a lot of people know about, but more people don't know about it. Val Kilmer had throat cancer. Val Kilmer did not smoke. Somebody very close to me died of throat cancer, and they got it from... I guess we can say this.
Yes, HPV?
Yeah, I mean, they got it from having, you know, oral sex with women.
Unprotected sex?
Yeah, unprotected oral sex with women.
Sure.
And Val Kilmer, you know, great-looking guy. I'm sure he had a lot of it throughout his life. I remember him most from the movie The Doors. When he played Jim Morrison.
I'm glad you mentioned The Doors, because I'm seeing a lot of, you know, Top Gun and Heat and all the different Val Kilmer movies, you know, Batman. But I haven't heard anybody talk about The Doors yet, which was the first movie that I ever saw Val Kilmer in. And to the best of my knowledge, is the only movie about The Doors. And I love The Doors. So I really love that movie. I think it's time for a rewatch.
And Val Kilmer was phenomenal in that movie. Yeah. If you're looking for a movie to watch, check out The Doors starring Val Kilmer. If you want to do that in his honor, you might want to do that. But, you know, if you just... I know it's, you know, it's attractive to say, yeah, I've been with all these women, or, you know, that's, it's not cool anymore. I mean, real people die, and somebody very close to me died from that. And I saw him go through it, and it was terrible. Somebody else that I know, I'm not going to mention his name, but he was a prominent talk show host in New Orleans many years ago. He got it. He somehow kind of got cured, but he got it the same way. And, you know, you can't just go around doing that to anybody and everybody. And I would think that, you know, this is probably a good time to have that conversation with your, you know, kids, if your kids are becoming sexually active.
I would have that conversation with your kids, and I would get that kid vaccinated.
Yes.
Oral cancer, throat cancer as a result of a human papilloma virus infection is super preventable.
Yeah.
That is a disease that is in the past if we want it to be. The Gardasil vaccine, which you can get, you know, in your early teens, will prevent you from getting that kind of cancer in the future. There's no reason not to do that. It's really well tested. It's been well received by the scientific community. Get the Gardasil shot for your son or daughter.
Yeah, and just, you know, such a pleasurable activity can lead to such a dramatic result. But I don't know for sure if that's how Val Kilmer got it, but he wasn't a smoker, and there's that possibility. And again, I know somebody personally who died from that. It was very, very painful.